This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is the Friday edition of Wake Up Call, SportsMap Radio Network. Good, the Bad, and the Dumb is coming up this hour. We also got Steve Gardner at USA Today talking baseball, because baseball, as we said yesterday, is moving quite along quite nicely, except for St. Louis. But everybody else, every night you're getting the games done. The records are put into the books. The statistics are analyzed, and we're moving along. Hopefully, baseball gets to the finish line, crowns a champion, and then figures out what it's going to do in March for spring training. The Red Sox are 6-13, and they are in the bottom of the division of the American League East. They're terrible. They just got swept in four games by the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, look, I know Mookie Betts had left the team, and the Red Sox are dealing with different economics, and they want to restructure what they're doing economically, and that means taking their best player and shipping him off. But this is a bad baseball team. And look, I know with the way the season is, numbers are different and numbers are going to be skewed. But the Rays, who were not batting all that great heading into this series, tore up Boston pitching. Just tore them to pieces. I mean, they scored 8 runs in the first 2 games of the series, then 9 runs, and then 17 runs yesterday. All right, I don't want to even do the math on how many numbers that they put up against the Red Sox. This was a team in 2018 not only won the World Series, but looked like one of the best baseball teams to ever play for the entire season. But here's the thing. I know that in terms of the cycle of economics that go with teams, right? Sometimes you load up and then you go, nah, we're not doing this tax bill. We're not going to pay these guys anymore. We got to shut it down. But there are teams in Major League Baseball that you sort of count on to keep the economics moving forward. The Yankees will spend, the Dodgers will spend, and the Red Sox will spend. And now the Red Sox are saying, no, we won't. And that's one of the reasons for the falter. Another reason that's being brought up is, if you've got players that don't really care and an ownership that didn't care because they were fighting about making sure that the players weren't as paid as much as they needed to get paid, then you might have some sort of disconnect as to what are we doing here if we don't even have the roster to compete. That might be what's going on psychologically with the Red Sox. Let's see what we can do, but in the end, we don't seem to think this season counts.
You're listening to the SportsMap Radio Network, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off.
Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb. We have reached the end of the week. So we head into the weekend wanting to feel good, so let's get the good of the day.
You know what? Sometimes the good has to be something that's in the future for us.
Oh, gotcha.
Something to look forward to.
All right.
Because we've all been reeling since that fateful day, what, March 12th, March 13th?
Yeah.
So AMC, remember them?
Yes, the movie theater chain.
It's hard to imagine movie theaters, but they once existed on this in this great country.
Right.
AMC is going to be selling 15-cent tickets.
15 cents?
15 cents.
Really?
To celebrate its return after announcing it was going to open hundreds of theaters by September.
All right, what movies are they going to be showing?
Now, unfortunately, they're not going to be showing the blockbusters.
Right.
But they will be showing high-quality films. You know, like Jurassic Park or what were some of the other ones? They'll be showing Inception ahead of... what's that director's name?
Christopher Nolan?
Christopher Nolan's new movie coming out, Tenet.
All right.
So you can go and see these films that, you know, are a few years older, sure, but they're 15 cents.
That's great. What a great idea.
Yeah. Just to say, hey, we're back. Come back in and check us out.
I think that's what they want. They want people to go, look, I saw Jurassic Park for 15 cents. It I now know the format of going to a theater. I know what it's going to be like. And when the movies and the blockbusters come out, I'm going back to the movie theater. Yeah.
It's time.
That is time.
I mean, it's, feels like it's been forever.
One of the things we talked about during the pandemic with Brian Truitt at USA Today was, hey, is it working that people are getting these movies at $20 a pop, like the movies that were going to be in theater? And he said, look, people still like going to the theater. Yes, it is convenient to just download the movie and pay a little extra for an on-demand movie than you would if it once it runs its course. But people like going to the movie theaters. They like saying, look, it's Friday night. Let's go to dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
That's part of our it's part of our entertainment history.
Yeah, the plan is, I mean, they'll be doing movies that are, you know, maybe a decade old or even longer. So some of the movies that are slated to for the 15-cent budget will be, you know, movies like Black Panther or Ghostbusters. So, I mean, fun films that maybe you haven't seen in a theater in a long time, but, you know, I mean, for 15 cents, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like it. I like it.
And it is. Really, it's just to get you back into the theater, say, you know, comfortable sitting in a seat. Obviously, they're going to have social distance guidelines. See, this is what confused me. I don't know how it is when your neck of the woods and our neck of the woods, theaters are allowed to be open, just at limited capacity, but none of our theaters are open.
Yeah, or none of ours.
Maybe I read that wrong and theaters aren't allowed to be open.
We have an AMC in our town. It's not open.
So, yeah. You know. I think as companies, they all decided not to open up yet.
Yeah. So 15 cents is pretty awesome.
15 cents. Something to look forward to, kids.
Can you charge that? In a cashless society, can you put that on the card? It's like, or can you just scramble for it in your change drawer?
You know, maybe this helps helps the economy out because there is a coin shortage.
Yeah, it's a coin shortage.
So maybe you just come in and like a family of four brings in their 60 cents and go, here you go.
Exactly.
Here's three quarters. Keep the change.
Yes. It's going to be like the old days. It's like, for a nickel, go see yourself one of them talking pictures. And you're like, all right.
That's the whole idea. It's it's 2020 movies, or it's a 2020 film experience at 1920 prices.
That's right, 1920 prices, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's their goal.
Popcorn's still going to be $15 a kernel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they get. That's where they get you, anyways. Isn't it?
That's where they get you anyway. Yeah,
I mean, that's how they make their money. That's how the movie theater makes, because they're paying the film companies for showcasing the film.
Yep, they get the money from the ticket sales, and then they make their money off the concessions. That's why they're overly priced. That is one of the reasons I buy concessions. I don't sneak in candy or anything like that, and I will buy concessions because I will support the payroll.
When I was in college,
I have snuck candy in before. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I got you beat. When I was in college, my wife and I were first starting to date. We used to go to this movie theater where they had really cheap films, and I remember we saw Scream, and it was Scream a year later. She had saw it once in the theater. I never saw it, so it was my first experience going to Scream, and it's always helpful to go to a movie theater with a woman. I'm just throwing that out there because they're allowed to come in with a purse.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
You know, and no one ever checks it. Yep. So we went to go see Scream, and her and I decided to bring in some Ben and Jerry's.
You brought Ben and Jerry's
Ben
into
and
a
Jerry's
movie theater?
Into
that's
a movie
fantastic.
Theater.
It's one thing to buy a box of candy and sneak it in, but you brought Ben and Jerry's into the joint?
We had to up our game a little bit.
That's awesome. Good
I sat you. There. I was happy just
that's
sitting
awesome.
There. But I'm the type of person that I need to get popcorn.
Yeah, I
once you walk into that building, you smell that popcorn. That's the best smell.
It is
out there.
All right, 15-cent movies.
15-cent movies.
Very good. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is there's this video that surfaced, and it's really difficult to watch. I don't know if you caught it on Twitter. It's Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth? No, I have not.
It's him at a driving range. I'm not sure where. I don't think he's playing in the Wyndham, right?
I don't think he is either.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's somewhere at a driving range. Maybe it's an older footage. But he's literally standing over a ball, driver in hand, and it takes him 20 seconds standing over a ball before he swings.
That is a problem.
But it's not just the 20 seconds him standing over the ball. You know, maybe, you know, because some of us, before we hit a ball, maybe we're waiting for the wind to die down or something like that. He is constantly adjusting the location of his club
head. Yeah, that's a problem. That is a serious problem.
And it's uncomfortable. It's you know, you sit there and you're like, okay, maybe that's not Jordan Spieth, but it's Jordan Spieth. You can tell.
There are a number of golfers, and Jordan Spieth would be one of the biggest cases that have had real success, and then something went wrong, and they never get it back again. And they fight it and fight it. David Duval is another example.
Yeah.
David Duval was the number one golfer in the world when Tiger Woods was playing. This wasn't like, well, before Tiger, of course. When Tiger Woods was playing, David Duval was the number one golfer in the world. One shot a 59 on a Sunday to win a tournament. And then out of nowhere, Duval plummeted.
Disappeared.
There were a ton of reasons why people said it happened for him. He took Pilates. He lost a lot of weight. He was more flexible than he used to because he always was a little on the chunky side. But then he lost a whole bunch of weight and got ripped, and it affected his swing. I mean, there were all these theories, and nobody really found – he had vertigo. There was a whole bunch of these theories that nobody really could figure out. Spieth's in a danger zone right now. He's got to get a coach that can get him back into rhythm. That 20 seconds may not sound like a lot, but it's a lot. If a golfer is fidgeting, it's a lack of confidence. I mean, he could not pull the shot off.
I mean, you're at a driving range. Just swing it. You know, maybe judge it. But he walks up to the box, puts the ball down, and you just see him like constantly moving the club back and forth. Doing those things where he's dressing the ball and it's just filling with his hands. It's just all this stuff. And it's almost like he's like, man, he needs Cheech Marin right now.
That's right. Yeah.
He needs Romeo. Just have him come over and, work out those, chili dippers what do they call it?
Put the tea behind your ear. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he needs that so desperately. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable to watch.
That's too bad.
Because you're looking at someone who's like, God, there was so much. We were ready to anoint you, Tiger Woods.
It's crazy good.
This fall is incredible.
Yeah, it really has. And he's young, too. He's 27. You don't want to see him, become.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. We're not saying you're out of it, Jordan, but seeing that was kind of depressing.
Yep. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is I got to give it to Kima Sivaran.
Kima Sivaran.
Yeah. Right,
who's that?
I wanted to double check. I know he played with the Chiefs last year, but I'm trying to see if he's still with the Chiefs or is he with the Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
Because it would make more sense if he's with the Seahawks.
Yes.
But there's certain rules in the NFL. Actually, there's certain rules in all professional sports about who you can bring in to the bubble. And that really is limited to no one,
right?
So he's a cornerback for the Seahawks. Well, I should say was a cornerback
rookie
for
corner,
the Seahawks.
Right? He was a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, what he did was he disguised a woman as a Seahawks player to sneak into the team's hotel, but he got cut when he got caught.
Man, that is brilliant. Brilliant, but you got to be careful. Now, see, why couldn't the HBO cameras be in Seattle for the Seahawks?
Right.
Can
we have a sacrificial lamb, please, for the Chargers or the Rams?
Exactly.
Just, do the same thing so we can see how that would play out. Maybe even stage it. I don't care if it's fake at this point.
I just looked him up. He went undrafted out of Oklahoma State, so he signed with the Seahawks basically trying to get on a roster. This is bad because we may never hear from him again.
No, we won't.
Like, that's it. Like, he's not like a second round pick that's got all this amazing talent that's just going to land on his feet. He's one of the casualties that we talk about with Hard Knocks, where it's like, that's it. That's it. You're going to be selling cars now.
We would have followed along with him for four or five episodes, and then we would have saw him turn into the playbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he may have a chance in the Rocks XFL. Maybe he'll have a chance in the CFL. We don't know.
Yeah.
But this also will follow him.
Would it?
I mean, poor judgment on his part. You're trying to make an NFL roster. You're trying to live out your dream. And you decided, like, you know what? The best way for me to live out my dream is let me just dress this person as a Seahawks player. I mean, I don't even – did he put the helmet on?
Well, like,
did he put shoulder pads and a helmet on this lady? you know, disguised her as a player. The only thing I can think of is like he put her in full uniform. It's like, yeah, no one's going to notice you walk into a hotel in full uniform.
Right. Yeah, exactly. God. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. Steve Carter is going to join us coming up at 40 pass. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with him. You know, I got a busy schedule with this show. I also do some stuff at night, giving sports updates around the country, and then I prepare for this program. So a lot of times I'm running out of energy. Ketone energy, the real ketone energy, keto energy shots give me sustained energy without the sugar, the jitters, or the crash. And I'm taking one of these, and they're fantastic. It keeps me alert, which hasn't always been the case with me. Sometimes I kind of had to drift off as I get about an hour away from the show, and I'm like, all right, I got to get through it. But now you get the focus that you need, and you don't get the crash later. The secret to keto energy shots is the patented all-natural ingredients, DBHB. Powerful ingredient revs up the metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine, and only minutes. Feel energized while shredding some unwanted pounds. It's real ketones, keto energy shots. Give them a try today. All right, coming up, we'll talk a little bit about Hard Knocks and some of the reasons why it's not doing so great in the ratings. That's coming up on Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call. Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Superstart Batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and the professional parts people can help find just the right battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'Reillyauto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so Hard Knocks did not get very good numbers at all. Averaged about 270,000 people on TV, viewers on TV. Last year, it was about 700,000. So the numbers are way off. Now, look, can I calm down the people who want to jump in and go, yep, see, they're going to allow kneeling and people are turning away from the NFL? Can I just give you my theory as to why Hard Knocks isn't getting the kind of numbers that it used to? Do any of you even know camp is going on right now? Do any of you even know that the season is going to be starting in less than a month? Is this not the strangest August when it comes to the NFL football that we have ever seen? Where are the camp reports from all of the sports programs that you see where we're live in Dove Valley for Broncos camp? We're live in Latrobe for Pittsburgh camp. Or we are hanging out with the Buccaneers down here in Tampa. Or where we're at the Saints in Metairie. Or where are those shows? We don't have those shows because there's not much going on. And two, we are social distancing and we have to follow these protocols into these mini bubbles that these NFL teams are doing. So I'm with most of Americans who especially look, my job is to follow the news of the NFL. And there is not a ton that's happening. I can only imagine with some of you who have got jobs and responsibilities and whatnot that are away from sports. How are you following teams around the NFL as they play in this August? There's no preseason games, so we're not seeing a sneak preview of a certain player that we may be excited about. And again, there aren't these huge programs that are talking about the previews. I mean, magazines, I mean, I see hardly any of them, especially for college football, at any of my retail stores that I frequent. And the other thing, too, is Hard Knocks is an HBO program. How many people had to cancel HBO, had to cancel cable because they lost their job because we were going through a pandemic and there was an economic or, you know, problem with people losing their jobs. I don't want to discount the fact that people are going to be angry at this league down the road when, yeah, they're going to be kneeling and the league isn't going to stand up and say that's not right and don't do it like they did 4 years ago. But there are some other factors here. And the other one, too, I didn't really want to bring up, but I feel like I got to bring up. I'm sorry, but are the Chargers and the Rams that interesting? I mean, the Chargers especially? No offense.
None taken.
I mean, when the Browns were on Hard Knocks, it was really intriguing, right? There was an intriguing element to it. When the Raiders were on, Antonio Brown's disaster, I couldn't wait for every episode of Hard Knocks for that. Right? I couldn't wait for to see Baker Mayfield and what Cleveland was doing as they progress into the season and try to turn the corner. I'm not interested in the Rams. I'm not interested in the Chargers. I'm not interested. There's just something about them I'm not interested in.
Well, I think the other problem is there's no advertising.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, there isn't been.
There's no way. Nothing that I've seen, even coming across a social media thread, that tells me that Hard Knocks is going on right now.
And what exactly? I haven't seen the episode yet. I was planning to do it this weekend. What exactly are they showing?
Right.
Remember how personal they were with certain players? Look, here's the thing. Hard Knocks would occur, and maybe you weren't interested in, oh, let's just say the Browns, okay? Like the year the Browns were on. And let's say you go, yeah, you know, I'm not really that interested in the Browns, so you skip the first episode. What would happen is there would be some intriguing player that had an attractive personality, and that would get tweets and some video clips would fly all over social media, and then people would see it and go, you know what? I gotta watch that now. I gotta find it on demand. I missed the first episode, or I taped it. And I'm gonna watch it later, but now I'm gonna watch it because we seem to be caught up in this corner from this college, and he's got a pet iguana, and he's such a unique character. That happens all the time. I haven't seen anything other than Anthony Lynn had coronavirus at one point. I haven't seen any reason to tune into it. Again, we are under a different schedule for the training camp. This is all about acclimation. It is all about kind of getting up to speed. Then it's going to be in phases throughout. And maybe this gets more interesting as the weeks go on before we start the season. But the other intriguing part of Hard Knocks were they were filming preseason games. And then you got to see those players play in those games, get yelled at, make mistakes, or do really well and get praised. And you got a feel for where the team was going. I don't know if they can present that in a corona pandemic quarantine training camp atmosphere. I don't think it can give you the same kind of personalities. They were in the same room with these guys as they were unpacking their luggage. They're not doing that. They can't do that. So I don't think it's appealing. I don't think the teams are attractive enough. I'm wondering about the economic damage that the virus has done to households, and maybe they had to cut cable or at least cut things like HBO from their budget. But I also think that because we are midway through August. It's never happened in my life that I'm midway through August and I'm not ramping up towards the start of football. And yet it's August 14th and it has no feel than any other year. Right? Because we're not building up to the season. We are just chilling out for a while and then boom, the season is going to start. It's going to start on that Thursday night, September 10th, right? Whereas before, even though we didn't like, and this is one of the reasons I said when they canceled preseason games, I said you'll miss them. Not because they were intriguing and you watched every play and you cared who won. You'd miss it because they were just milestones within the schedule that you sort of looked forward to because it led to something bigger, right? You know what? It's week one. It's preseason. I'll watch it. Yeah, because I know next week we'll get another one next week. Then I get the regular season. It's like, it's like spring training games or anything like that, where you just go, I don't really care about who wins this game, but I have a feeling associated with it. And August always gave you that feeling like we're going to be starting college football at the end of this month, and then we're going to be getting right into the NFL. And August was always leading up to a buildup, and there's no buildup. Hard Knocks was always part of that, and now it's not there anymore. Like I was saying earlier, you go into these drugstores or supermarkets or wherever, and you would see piles of magazines screaming about the upcoming season. And I don't see very many of them. And I live in SEC country, and I don't see very many of them. Now, it might be different where you live, but I'm just telling you where I live. I don't see very many because I buy about two or three of them a year, and I don't see them. And I just think it's a different time. So, yes, I think there's a political angle to the NFL and these sports that have dived right into the political atmosphere that people don't like. But I also think there's some other circumstances for Hard Knocks that are making people go, oh, I'm not watching. and 273,000 amongst the country. It's not good numbers at all. All right, we'll talk baseball. It's Steve Gardner, USA Today next. It's Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio Network. Baseball underway. Some issues, some good stuff, some bad stuff, as we have gotten about 20 games into the season. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Steve Gardner, USA Today, talking some baseball. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Good. Let's get to the Cardinals. Five games in. They haven't played in like nearly 3 weeks. Supposed to play Saturday in a doubleheader, but we'll see. This has got to be a concern. What's going on with St. Louis?
Well, they had another staff member test positive yesterday, or had the test come back positive. But they think they're going to be able to play this doubleheader. And, you know, this is something to where the club has just been idle for a long time and not really allowed to work out or able to work out for a lot of that time. And it certainly has to be a concern for Major League Baseball from a competitive standpoint. And I think the Cardinals, the word is that yesterday they're about ready to call up their top prospect, outfielder Dylan Carlson. So, I mean, they're taking things seriously, but they just need to be able to get back on the field. And I think, you know, we're going to see this Cardinal team try and get close to a full season's worth of games over the next 45 days or however many's left in the season. But it's going to be really difficult.
For a public that still is trying to grasp how this virus works and how this virus is affecting different aspects of their life, I can understand if somebody says, well, I heard the Marlins got it and they're back rolling. Why haven't there been proper protocols in place to allow different players to wear the Cardinals uniform, but they could still play baseball?
You know, that's a good question. And I think there are a lot of unanswered questions as to why this has lasted as long as it has. The only thing that I can think is that the outbreak is there, and it is the players are continuing to test positive, or the staff members are continuing to test positive, and they just don't have the reserves or the ability to. I said, you know, they're calling up their top prospects, so they're doing that sort of thing. But if the tests continue, it's staffers. I also heard that they were trying to get one of their old third base coach, Jose Oquendo, who's been, you know, a longtime coach in the system, to come up and coach. It's not just the players that they need to replace. It's the coaches and other people as well. So I think that's where the real problem is. It's just that widespread.
What's the plan for them? They're not going to be able to get 60 in, and it's okay if teams get 55 in. I think people are going to be okay with that. But what if they get 35 in or 40 in? Can we still put them in a playoff race?
That's a great question. Again, we're in such uncharted territory here in what we know. Apparently, in Major League Baseball's line of thinking, yes. They're going to make every effort, obviously, to get those games in. We have the seven-inning doubleheaders and everything like that. But to what Major League Baseball is, you know, the current policy and procedure and everything now, if they don't get those 60 games in, it's going to be winning percentage, and that will be good enough. And we will see, you know, the playoffs being expanded to, you know, by eight teams this season, or additional teams this season, that's going to give them a little bit more leeway. So it's really the postseason that we're looking at, and the regular season is being devalued even further. If the Cardinals get in, then they can prove their mettle then.
I said this yesterday. I think what baseball has done so far, and we're a third of the way into the season, every day that happens, there's all these games that have been completed. There's all these statistics that can be analyzed. There are records that can be adjusted. outside of the Cardinals and what the Marlins had, this seems to be working so far. Am I misreading this?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's been certainly an interesting season. I mean, we've got Charlie Blackmon is chasing 400 and
yeah.
He was chasing 500 until the other day. So, I mean, there are plenty of storylines, plenty of excitement, and the games, even though fans aren't in the stands, I still think we're seeing some really good games, some amazing performances, and exactly what we would expect. So, I think baseball certainly gets an incomplete on its report card, but I think we can get to that finish line and get to the playoffs, and then, you know, as we're seeing with the NBA playoffs and the bubble, that's looking like a real thing, and the excitement. I watched a game last night, basketball playoff game that, you know, down to the final buzzer, it felt like real basketball.
Right.
So I think that's what baseball is looking for, just to get to the playoffs and get what feels like real intense playoff baseball.
One of the concerns going in was pitching, how pitchers would be used, how the managers would be using the bullpen. What have you sensed so far in terms of the way pitchers are performing in this short season coming off that layoff?
I think the one thing that stands out to me is we've seen an awful lot of injuries. And maybe, you know, it always says, you know, we always say, gosh, there have been a lot of injuries this year. I think the numbers add up, especially on the pitching side. I mean, we've seen, I think the stat that I saw recently was more than 50 pitchers go on the injured list already this season. And that's got to be a concern. I think we knew that that was going to be a possibility, because that's why rosters were expanded, and you're trying to reduce the stress on pitchers. But I don't know that there was really much of a way to avoid that sort of thing. And so the pitcher injuries, I think, to me, has stood out as something that, we do have a little bit of an issue there. And so in terms of that, I think that's one of the things. You're going to have a deep pitching staff. You're going to have a deep bullpen. And possibly, you know, you're going to have a little bit of depth in the minor leagues as well, you know, at your alternate training site, to be able to get through this season and be successful.
I know losing Mookie Betts hurts, but what is going on in Boston? How did they go from? I understand Mookie Betts was their best player, but going to be one of the historically great teams in 2018, and now they're a mess. What has happened?
Well, it starts with Chris Sale, and then not having Eduardo Rodriguez as well, and you take the top two pitchers off of your team, and you know, as I was saying, you need to have pitching depth, and the Red Sox just don't.
Right.
And that's one of the things. I mean, we're seeing some guys that, even hardcore baseball watchers are like, you know, now who is that they have pitching tonight? So I think that's one of the things that has certainly been difficult for the Red Sox. And then you throw in, you know, a new manager and everything else that that went involved with the Red Sox offseason. And it's pretty hard to put all of that aside and still have a winning team, and the Red Sox are struggling right now.
The Cubs are one of the good teams in baseball. Forget the National League baseball. Was this a surprise? Were they projected to be this good?
I didn't think they would be this good, to tell you the truth. But certainly David Ross has come in there. And one of the things that the players are saying is that the communication is so much better under David Ross than it was toward the end of Joe Maddon's tenure. And I think that's one of the things, when you have so many unknowns, you need to all be on the same page. And, you know, maybe whereas the Red Sox aren't, it sure looks like the Cubs are. And they're getting some outstanding performances, too, from Kyle Hendricks has been outstanding. And I think one of the things with David Ross is that, even with the struggles that Craig Kimbrell has had, when your closer struggles, a lot of times that kind of has ripple effects on up the chain and throughout the team. That hasn't happened. He's been able to navigate through that, you know, maybe his first crisis as manager, and do it very successfully. And the Cubs have the best record in baseball right now.
We were talking about this a while when the Joe Kelly incident happened when the Dodgers were in Houston. we kind of said, look, you know, with all of this coronavirus talk and the labor strife that happened before we started up the baseball season, that maybe it is refreshing to have a baseball issue and a baseball bit of news. Was it received like that, where baseball said, look, we're not going to want people throwing at heads, but if we can get the public to talk about a baseball thing rather than this other stuff, it's actually good for the sport?
I don't know that that is the best distraction. And certainly, along with the Joe Kelly situation, we saw the A's and the Astros.
Right. That was, that was bad.
You know, that sort of thing. That's really not the way you want to be back in the public eye. I think baseball wants to see, you know, video replays of Juan Soto hitting a couple of 460-plus foot home runs, that sort of thing. So, yeah, baseball is still looking for maybe a big thing, something on the field in a positive way to kind of grab the attention. And,
but we like scandals, Steve. We like scandals. We like.
We do. I've just tried to figure out what, you know, some pine tar on the bat or
right.
something. You know, maybe that's it. But
bring back the rosin bag and all that. Bring back the sandpaper in the pocket, right?
Right, exactly.
micro
action.
Overall, though, is I mean, look, I know it's hard to predict. We don't all have crystal balls, but do you think this is working? Do you think it's going to work? We're always a little nervous about how we get to the finish line with these things. Does it feel like we will?
That's, again, with the Cardinals situation, I think, you know, if they can get them back on the field, I think we've seen the importance of maintaining the protocols. I think, you know, with the Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger suspensions, banishments, whatever, I think teams now have made it known to their players and everybody how serious this is. And when you see what's happened with the Cardinals, and you see the new protocols in with, you know, keeping the teams monitored on the road and things like that, Major League Baseball is doing everything that it can to get to that postseason. And I think what we may see, in an idea that I saw floated this week, is if we can get there, then maybe an issue of a bubble or something,
yep,
a postseason in a neutral site to ensure that we get, you know, not just 80% of the way, but that last 100% that really makes a difference to the fans, the teams, and the players, and that being getting the playoffs complete.
Steve Gardner, USA Today, always good talking to you. I'm sure they're looking at the NBA and the NHL and saying, look, this is something's, they're doing something right. We got to be able to do something right as well.
Yep. I think good lessons learned in what's going on there.
Good stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up with you down the road, and have a great weekend, my man.
Thanks so much, Tony. You too.
You got it. Steve Gardner, USA Today, on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new HomeQuote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. We'll come back, talk a little baseball as we, some surprises so far this season, about a third of the way in, as we continue on Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, I recommend Boomer Naturals masks because they're comfortable and they give you the high level of protection that you're looking for. I have used all sorts of masks before Boomer Naturals, and I just can't breathe in them, but I can certainly breathe in these. Highly breathable, three-layer comfortable masks, and they also have the nano silver technology woven into the fabric that can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to your nose and mouth, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that protection as well. Boomer offers those popular nano silver neck gaiters. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Tony, save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Tony, save 20%, and get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Should I reveal that I've been playing Hurt the last 2 hours on this show?
Yes.
I am in agonizing pain. We ordered pizza last night. We, you know, just had a family thing where it's like, we're just ordering pizza. And I ate a lot of pizza, okay? I don't know how else to say it. I'm trying
There's
to,
no shame in it. We've all been there.
I was trying to weave a narrative where I was like, well, you know, I was I eat a lot.
No, this is your Jordan flu game.
Yeah, right? I eat a lot of pizza.
After The Last Dance, we found out Pizzagate.
And I have been a mess all night and into this morning. My stomach is like, there's like a boulder inside. I'm having a hard time.
See, I'm going to say this.
I mean, it's awful.
Tony, you didn't overindulge last night. You were doing research.
Yeah, maybe that's right. Maybe that's right.
Jordan claims that he had food poisoning from pizza. That was the essence of the flu game.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're just saying, okay, if one has too much pizza, how well do they perform? And you put it to the test.
I was eating so much, I went back up with my plate and I grabbed a couple because we had thin slice and regular. And my wife was like, is that the third time you're gone up there? I was like, yeah, don't judge me. And then I tried to play off like I had a light lunch thing, which she's yes. like, shut up. Stop with that.
Did you go Chris Farley on her and like, lay off me, I'm starving.
I was like, I'm really hungry. But I mean, it's just, it's painful. It's really painful. So I'm hoping that it's just me overindulging and not that the pizza was bad or there was something wrong with the pepperoni that was on the pizza.
Well, if you don't want to admit to overindulging, you can say the pizza was bad.
That's
go the Jordan route.
That's true.
Because listen, if Jordan was the only one that ate an entire pizza, that's the essence of his flu game. It's not food poisoning.
That's right. Because, I mean, I'm having a hard time focusing. It's very painful. By the way, we forgot to wish Tim Tebow a happy birthday today. He's our man. He's our guy.
Tebow.
Happy birthday. Tebow. I don't know how old he is, and I don't really care, but it's his birthday today.
So. He's ageless.
He's ageless. The ageless wonder that is Tim Tebow. You know who else is ageless? Jake Asman. He's coming up next on the Sports Map Radio Network. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you Monday. Well, we have all of the NBA preview and all the fun stuff that happened over the next couple of days on Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.